When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Batter up! Welcome to No Bunts, the podcast for the casual baseball fan here on the Athletic Baseball Show. I'm Taz Mills, in studio in Atlanta, and with me, as always, super producer JD.
Hello.
Hello, JD. And with us, my co-host all season long, coming from Taiwan, it's Joel McMillan. Hey, Joel.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, but good evening to your baseball stadium behind you, because you've got a night stadium, a night stadium on your Zoom background. And I got to say, I don't know where we are. Can you fill in the listener?
Can I guess?
Oh.
Yeah, yes. There's a dead giveaway in the left corner.
Yeah, it's Boston, right?
Yeah, it's Fenway Park.
Oh, I can't see the wall.
Well, it's this Sitco logo up top. Right. There.
Nice. Good eyes, JD. Yeah.
Thank you.
So I thought we're doing baseball and music. I found a background of a concert at Fenway Park. I believe this is the Dropkick Murphys doing a concert at Fenway Park.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Fitting.
Cool.
Great stuff. Yes. Yeah. Yes, Joel. We're going to take a break from all the wild card races, everything going on in the standings. If you want that coverage, check out all the programming, all the daily shows at the Athletic Baseball Show feed, wherever you get your podcasts. Baseball music trivia here today. We're going to get into it, a whole lot of it. The idea started, JD was at a baseball game on Sunday here in Atlanta at Truist Park, hanging out. The Giants were visiting, and he heard all the walk-up songs going on.
Yeah.
And you're going to play some of those songs. We're going to have to guess them, JD. Yeah. We're going to have to guess the player that it was used for.
That's right.
Yeah. Why did the in-game production use that song for Mr. Estrada? We're going to figure it out. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're also going to have an edition of You're Out, where we've got to eliminate one baseball super fan musician. You know, all those fans that you've got for each of those teams. We're going to eliminate one because we're cutthroat like that. But first, let's go through some trivia questions that have a baseball and a music tie. Yes! This sounds like a lot of fun. At first, we were talking about it, Joel. We had JD's idea about the walk-up songs. And then you threw out, you know, what about some baseball and music trivia? I thought, I don't know. I don't know if there's enough questions. Oh, man. There's a lot of questions. I told you. Yeah, you got a Dropkick Murphy's background behind you. Yeah, there's a lot. So we're going to alternate questions, but I'm going to go first because I got so many cues. I got some extras that I didn't tell you about, Joel. We'll get to those a little bit later. But I'll throw it out there, and then the other two can answer. And then when you throw out, JD and I will answer. All right, so first question here. Which MLB umpire has released two country albums?
What?
That's a curveball. Not even an umpire saw that coming. Can see that curveball coming. I'll just stop there. Anyway, the question is, which MLB umpire has released two country albums? And it's a recently retired umpire, if you want a hint right off the bat.
I will defer to JD because I know the answer. I was pretty confident, so I'm going to defer to my colleague JD, see if he wants to take a stab at it.
I didn't know Garth Brooks was an umpire. Chris Stapleton. I don't know any country artists, really.
No. It's an umpire.
Yeah.
That's released two albums. Okay. He is the singer on two albums.
I know. Oh. I don't know any umpires, that's for sure.
Oh, okay,
so
yeah.
Joel, give me the answer.
Joel, you know the
okay,
answer.
Okay, well, country music, of course, it's got to be Cowboy Joe West, recently retired. Yeah, I was aware of that.
Yeah, okay, easy. Cowboy Joe, that's what they call him.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, I mean, if you've seen the Dropkick Murphys at Fenway, but you haven't seen Cowboy Joe. Anyway, Joe West, that's why they call him Cowboy Joe. That's who he is. Cowboy Joe, he's got another nickname too. Country Joe. That's what it is. You know why?
Okay.
Because he has country albums. All right, off to a great start. Go ahead, Joel. What's your first one?
Okay, so my question is this. In 2017, this band sold out back-to-back nights at Wrigley Field. A total of 80,000 fans attended. This broke a record for Wrigley Field. Name the band that sold these two dates out.
2017. This band, yeah. Band was rocking for two straight nights.
Yeah. 80,000 fans. There was about 40,000 each night, and it set an attendance record at Wrigley Field.
Is it for music like a Chicago-based band?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I actually had to look these guys up. I'm going to give you a clue.
You had to look them up as in you didn't know them?
I didn't know them. Wow. I didn't know them. Trey Kirby, I think, is a big hint for this. Trey's into
Grateful Dead or Dead and Company.
That's it. That's it. Yes. JD, that's it.
Yes.
Okay. So, JD, I have a question. Total amateur hour. What is Dead and Company?
Well, it's the surviving members of the Grateful Dead, because Jerry Garcia and a bunch of them, the original members, a lot of them have already died, but they continue to tour. So I think like Bruce Hornsby, John Mayer is in it. I don't even know, to be honest. But yeah, they're still touring under the Grateful Dead umbrella, but they're called Dead and Company because they're not exactly the Grateful Dead, but you know.
Some are dead.
Some are actually dead.
Does that, like, because I have no, like, I don't listen to this band. Does that surprise you that they drew 80,000 fans in a weekend?
I mean, not really. No, it doesn't. I guess it surprises me that it was in Chicago, but I don't know. Yeah, they're one of the biggest bands of all time. Always have been. For a band that has barely any hits, really, you know, like they don't get radio play. They never really did, but it's all about the experience.
It's about the vibes.
It's all about the spinning around and enjoying listening to dudes dick around on guitars for 3 or 4 hours. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan. But yeah.
And it would make sense that it's at an outdoor venue like Wrigley Field.
Totally.
I wonder if, I don't know what month they're playing in, but I wonder if it was a winter month. And no, that doesn't make sense.
No,
I take it all back. It has to be a summer month, but I don't know if the Grateful Dead, this is a random question, but have they ever played in an indoor venue? Doesn't fit.
100%. 100% they have.
Yeah, of course. But it's wrong. They should be
playing.
It
feels wrong. It definitely feels wrong. If you're like tripping on mushrooms, you want to have the stars above your head. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Next question here. Which rapper threw out one of the worst first pitches in MLB history? This might be a gimme for someone like Joel.
Okay. But is this?
I'm going to defer.
Okay. So you know it then.
I'm pretty confident I know it, yeah.
Is this a good rapper? Like,
extremely well known. Here, I'll give you a hint, JD, because he was very much in pop culture because he had a huge performance, was part of a huge performance in the last couple years.
Okay.
Even though his heyday was 20 years ago.
So we're talking Super Bowl, Dr. Dre.
That's right, that show.
Yeah, but it wasn't Dr. Dre.
No.
Snoop Dogg.
No.
50.
That's right.
50 Cent?
That's the one.
That's the one.
Where was it?
You remember, Joel?
I believe it was at Citi Field in Queens in New York. He just totally airmailed a throw.
Oh, well, yeah, he's a lefty. And I think he did it. I think he was on the mound and he threw it basically almost into the first base dugout. Not quite, but it was so off. I think he hit a photographer, according to the report, that had no idea that a ball was coming his way because it was way off. But he took
just a bit outside.
That
100% that would be me though. I would practice over and over and over again, like Kevin Spacey and what was that show?
House of Cards.
House of Cards and his really weird throw. Remember that?
Short armed it. Yeah.
But I would practice over and over, and when it came to it, under the bright lights, it's going into one of the dugouts for sure.
And yeah, I read an article about 50 and how difficult it was for him, and I read a bunch of quotes from actual baseball players who said they would never do it.
Yeah,
I think it was Dontrell Willis who said that there was some sort of ceremony for him, but he said, nah, I'm not doing it. I forced my son to do it because it's way more difficult than it seems just to get out there, walk out there, and just throw it. But people,
well, Tess, you've done a half court shot several times.
Yeah, I have.
I mean, that's way harder to achieve. But the pressure, the lights,
and same thing. No warm ups. I always bitched and complained that I needed to warm up a heck of a lot more to get into a flow.
There was nowhere for you to warm up. That was
there's a gym. There's Is a gym. It? Yes. I was trying to get our man Paul Benedict to get us some practice time at that gym. There's an underground gym that all the players warmed up for at Summer League. We're talking about specifically Vegas Summer League.
Yeah.
But it's also like it's kind of a lose-lose situation with throwing out a first pitch. Like if you throw it over the plate, okay, you're sort of expected to be able to know how to play catch. But if you throw it off like 50 Cent did, that's all we're talking about, really, right. So it's anyways, he took it like a G. Everybody should have been wearing chest protectors. My man Ryan Sentence recently went to a 50 Cent concert. He said that everyone was wearing a chest protector. Or bulletproof vests, I guess. Not a chest protector.
That's a chest protector.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. Yeah. I tried to tie it into baseball. All right, Joel. What do you got for us?
Okay. All right. So, Tess, for my next question here, what song did Hall of Fame closer Mariano Rivera enter a game with?
Okay.
Is this the horns guy?
No. Edwin Diaz, no.
No.
But a really, really a well-known song, JD. This one I knew. We're going to get into some harder ones here, but this one...
These aren't the hard ones?
No. Well, I mean, some of them are definitely hard. Yeah, they get harder, I think. But a connection we're giving it away a little bit, but it's a really, really, really popular song that's played by one of the super fan musicians that we've got later on in the show.
Interesting.
Yes.
Enter Sandman.
That's right.
Nice.
Hot damn.
JD, nice.
Thank you for the hint.
Yeah. Yeah. Metallica later on. But yeah, that's pretty iconic. Mariano Rivera.
Yeah.
Totally.
I thought that was a gimme for you, Tess. I'm like, I'm going to give him a gimme.
Well, Joel, I've got this one for you as a follow-up. Mm-hmm. What other accomplished closer used that song throughout his career as well?
Tess, drawn a blank. Like, really? I had no idea. And when I saw this question, I was kind of like, isn't this like a stripper stealing another stripper's song? I thought there was like a code where like they only danced to one song. Sorry, TMI. I honestly don't know. Like, the only other high-profile closers around that time I can think of, I think there was Trevor Hoffman, and I believe he came into Hell's Bells by AC/DC. Jonathan Papelbon was shipping up to Boston.
Slightly warmer.
Can I guess? I don't know the guy's name. The big, tall guy with the mullet mustache. What's that guy's name?
It's not him.
Oh, Randy Johnson?
Randy Johnson. It's not Randy Johnson. No. Is that before?
No.
Well, he was a starter, so... It was,
oh, right.
Tass, what era?
Like Randy Johnson, a lefty. And era similar to Mariano Rivera. He pitched from 95 to 2010 and was exclusively a reliever and had some monstrous save years.
Who did he play for?
Astros, Mets, and a touch of Phillies. And then there was a couple teams right at the end.
Billy Wagner?
Billy Wagner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Huh.
I just, that, I don't know. I don't, I, that kind of bothers me. Like, same era, same position, and you're like, of all the songs to choose from, really? Enter Sandman? Like, great song.
It's
but,
a great song.
Dude,
it's a great song for a closer.
Someone else has got it.
I'm sorry. No, you don't get exclusive rights. I don't.
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
You can't do it?
Oh. No, you can't. You can't have exclusive rights.
Yeah, I agree. These are
for the in-crowd experience. So
they were literally in lockstep with their careers. I think looking at it quickly here, I think they started in the bigs at the same time, and I mean, Mariano Rivera had a touch of starting in his first year with the Yankees. I had totally forgotten about that. But I wonder who did it first. Probably Mariano Rivera.
Yeah.
Probably. But
that's a good question.
But they literally were around the exact same time. So I don't know. Maybe we should be ridiculing Mariano Rivera. That's all I'm saying. All right, Joel, what do you got? What's your next question, my man?
Okay, Tass, this is a question from one of my favorite hip-hop songs of all time. I'm going to say the line. I want you to fill in the missing lyrics here.
Okay.
It's from the song A War Tour by A Tribe Called Quest. Oh. Okay. Know the time when the quest is in the jam. I never let a statue tell me how nice I am. Coming with more hits than the...
Mets? No.
Not Mets.
Oh,
good guess.
Good guess. It's teams, right?
You're getting warmer.
Yeah. Because when you said Mets, I want you to give me a little flow on it.
Oh, don't yeah, rap it. Do not make me start
it's
rapping.
A,
no.
It's a war tour. Okay. It's a great song.
Okay. Know the time when the quest is in the jam. I never let a statue tell me how nice I am. Coming with more hits than the
Braves and the Yankees.
Tass.
Yeah.
Well done.
I remember.
What a
pull. Now, were you the Mets really helped me out? The Mets really helped me out. But yeah. That was a great
your
song.
Braves, Tass. We had to mention your Braves. I had to put them in for you.
Coming with more hits than the Braves and the Yankees.
The Braves and the Yankees. Wow. That's a classic line. I love that line. I love that song. Yeah.
That's an interesting. You picked Mets, JD, because sort of rhyme with jam.
With hits. I don't know. Oh. I was just going off the last thing.
Coming with more hits than the Mets. Yeah, Braves and the Yankees.
And also, I believe that A Tribe Called Quest, they're from Queens, which is where the Mets play.
Interesting.
So also another logical guess.
Nice tidbit. All right.
I believe they're from Queens, yeah.
Another group from that era is the focus of our next question here. The Beastie Boys famously said they had mad hits like...
I know this.
Which MLB icon? Oh, yeah, here comes JD.
I didn't know it was even an MLB player. It's Rob Carew.
Boom!
Yes.
Sure shot, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well done, JD.
That's right.
Didn't know you coming through there. Did you know that one, Joel? Had mad hits like...
As soon as JD said it, I was like, yeah, that's right. But the name of the song escapes me. What's
it's
the name
sure
of the song?
I think it's Sure Shot.
Oh, Sure Shot. Oh, okay. Sure Shot. Sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Rod Carew got some play.
Who did Rob Carew... A New York guy, I'm assuming, just because of their pedigree?
Twins? Played for the Twins. Oh. Spent a good... He's one of the all-time hit leaders. Yeah.
Just looking for a big hitter that rhymed with whatever the previous line was. Oh, my God. I can't remember.
Yeah.
It's a
Rod Carew.
Rod Carew got some play. Adam Sandler also threw in a Rod Carew line.
Oh. Huh.
Not a Jew, but guess who is? Rod Carew.
Oh, so it's Rod. I said Rob. Oh, all this time I've been saying the wrong lyrics. How embarrassing.
All right, Joel, you got the next one.
Okay. So this was Tass. We had a bit of an addendum to add to this one. Which artist or which band has headlined the most concerts at baseball stadiums from 1996 to 2016?
So the most baseball, specifically baseball stadiums from 96?
Specifically, to 2016. So which band or artist has headlined the most concerts at baseball stadiums from 1996 to 2016.
Interesting. Is it American, the artist?
He's not, and I feel you're going to get it right away.
Oh, he. It's a he, and it's not a
Oh, bad. Is it Elton John?
No.
Interesting.
You're going to get it right away. All I have is bands in my head.
Is it somebody? Huh.
He played in two bands, but on this information, they list him as a solo artist, but he played in two bands.
Sting?
Ooh, not Sting. Guess.
Is it an English, like, is it English, or are we thinking more like
yep.
English?
Yep.
Played in two bands. Oh, Eric Clapton.
No.
It's Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney.
Nice.
All right.
Paul McCartney with 21 appearances. Who do you think was number two? American singer.
Bruce.
I believe he's from Jersey. Yeah. The other Jersey
Bon Jovi.
Guy. Okay, I think another Jersey guy.
Another
so
one.
So not Bruce Springsteen and not...
He's... Yeah, I'm part of the clue.
Oh, Billy Joel.
There you go. Billy Joel was number two.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we got there.
But that doesn't surprise me. Paul McCartney, yeah, like I heard that, or I'd come across that somewhere years ago. Yeah, he's headlined the most baseball stadium shows. I don't think that's a surprise. Like, he headlined two big bands.
No. Yeah, I guess I was just looking for a baseball connection with Elton John, his famous sequined Dodgers outfit and stuff. I thought there was like an actual baseball connection, but they just want a big open field for guys to play in. Yeah.
All right, great stuff.
So that's that.
Okay. The Who or which band? The Who. Thank you for saying he. That led us in the right direction,
yeah, for
Joel.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Which famous outfielder rapped on a song called The Way I Swing with Kid Sensation? Kid Sensation was the actual rapper, and this outfielder. Actually, I listened to it yesterday and had more than just a verse. He rapped a couple verses, and I will never listen to this song again. A far better swing than rap flow, I gotta say. Although, you know, I don't remember hearing this song ever. And I'm surprised I never heard this song.
Is it like a baseball novelty song kind of thing, like the old Lakers rap?
No, I mean, there's lots of lines about baseball, but no.
There's an actual song.
Yeah.
With a baseball player in it.
Yeah.
And that baseball player is...
There's a little... Yeah, who is it, Joel? Do you know?
Which... Is this... Are they retired? Is this player retired?
Yeah, long retired. It's from the 90s.
Oh, from the 90s. Okay. But, Kid Sensation. I don't even know
Kid
that
Sensation,
is.
There's a tiny giveaway in there.
Because of Kid?
What team did this outfielder play?
If I say it, it's a really, 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 really famous outfielder. If I say the team.
Ken Griffey?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh.
It's Ken Griffey Jr. Wrapped.
I don't think I want to hear that.
You know what? I sound like an a-hole and I say I'm never going to listen to the song again. You know, he stepped up to the plate. Pun intended. Wow. He did it. He stepped up. He stepped up and he made a song with Kid Sensation.
Okay.
So I thought maybe, like you said, JD, more of a novelty thing. Like
like a Let's Go Blue Jays, but a rap version.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
And maybe this guy was a Seattle guy as well, but he wasn't Mr. Kid Sensation. But yeah, there's lots of lines about his swing and that kind of thing. Mm. So. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm
going to have to give that a listen to later.
I just can't believe I didn't listen to it. I mean, I'm still listening to like Mason Brian McKnight and Kobe and Brian McKnight and Nelly and Brian McKnight. Like, you know, all the mixes with any athlete. I'm shocked. I guess it wasn't huge.
Well, if only he had rapped with not. Brian McKnight.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't realize I was going to say Brian McKnight three times in a row. All right, Joel, what do you got?
Okay, Tess, this is my grandpa question. I know when we were putting this together, you're like, all right, Gramps, try to keep it in the 21st century. But this one, Tess, I had to break ranks. And this was a pure Canadiana question for both you and JD, obviously. So 2 days before the Sky Dome had its first official game, there was a televised ceremony. Which Canadian band performed at the opening of the Sky Dome during this televised ceremony on June 3rd, 1989?
Now, is this... I feel like I watched this on TV when it happened. And it was a goddamn disaster. Like,
it was horrible.
It was raining, and there was
it was raining. Yeah, it actually rained.
It's like, well, we got a retractable roof, you guys, and then they left the roof open, and it was freezing cold and raining. And I just remember like dancers sliding all over the goddamn place. Like, it was a mess.
It
was such a mess. But the band. You mind if I guess?
No,
Tess?
Go.
I think it's your boys. I think it's Bare Naked Ladies.
Really?
Joel?
Tess, you want to take a guess?
I say no. I think it's a little ladies. Too early for the boys.
Okay.
Okay.
This was 1989.
Yeah. 1989.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gordon was 92, JD.
Okay.
I don't know much about
this band, the pride of Newmarket, Ontario.
Newmarket,
not some 41. That's too early for them.
That's too early, too.
1989, Tess. 1989.
1989. Not Rush.
Good guess, but not Rush.
Is it this genre? Like, is it more rock or is
it's
it...
it's 80s? I know they had one big hit. I'm sure they had other hits. I'm not a music buff, but I know they had one monster hit. I kind of thought they had a cool name. I still think it's a cool name. Two words. There's an animal incorporated in their name.
Oh, Glass Tiger?
That's it.
No way.
JD, nice. Wow. Got it. Glass Tiger. They were the ones. Wow, they got the call.
Did not age well. That's like a icing on the cake of the disaster that they've with the rain and stuff. Yeah.
You're telling me.
So I've got a question. Okay. The song I know, their big song was Don't Forget Me When I'm Gone.
Yeah.
And then did they have any other hits?
Not that I know of, no. But they were huge. That was a massive, massive hit.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah. It's a good song.
All right. Great stuff. Hey, Joel. Hey, Grandpa. Thanks for that question. I like that question.
Thanks for giving that to me.
Okay. I know we're going slightly long here, but I don't care. Were other Canadian reference recently? I think it was for Canada Day. We did an all Canadian baseball show. And were we talking about who sang at the World Series between the Jays and the Braves? Is that who that was?
We did a World Series trivia. Yeah. It was who sang the Canadian national anthem in game three, the first game in World Series
Canadian soil.
And was that BNF? Yeah.
No, it wasn't. I thought it would. It should have been Bare Naked Ladies, but it was Canadian icon.
Anne Murray.
Anne Murray.
All right. Great stuff. Just wanted to confirm that. All right. Cleveland Rocks is the post-game victory song for the Guardians. Which band sings this song? JD, that's easy for you.
Right? I know it, but go ahead, Joel.
Okay.
I truly have no idea. Can I get a hint? Can I get one hint?
It is the theme song of the old Drew Carey show.
Yeah, that but I still don't know who sings it. I remember they're all. I don't know. Maybe, JD, maybe you go for it.
Maybe a tasty hint. Maybe a sweet, succulent, juicy. Another song of theirs. It's juicy. Connected. No, maybe no, that's not the way to say it. Super Mario Bros. Movie connection. It's a link to the newish Super Mario.
I didn't see it.
You know her. I mean, this is like 3 degrees of separation. But you know, Princess.
Diana.
Peach. Princess Peach.
Yes.
No, not
Princess
Diana.
Peach.
I don't know where you're going with this, to be honest. Am I thinking of the wrong band?
Oh, the United States, the presidents of the United States of America.
Yes.
No, that's not right.
Yes, it is.
It's a Cheap Trick song, isn't it?
No. It's presidents of the United States of America. Unless my man Andrew Baggerly of The Athletic is lying to me in his article, but I believe I believe he's correct. There's no way. It's the presidents of the United States of America because Andrew Baggerly then makes this joke that I stole.
I thought it was Cheap Trick.
Hold Your on. Prize is millions of peaches. Peaches for free.
Okay. Nice tie-in with the peach. I was like, Princess Diana. No, clearly
not Princess
wrong.
Diana. Yeah.
So I was wrong.
Not Princess Diana. Okay.
Okay. Wow. Sorry, JD. Shout out to Andrew Baggerly. Shout out to Mike Oz of Yahoo. I stole some of those questions. And let's do quick rapid fires before we get to JD's warm-up songs from the Giants and Braves. It's going to be a lot of fun. But let's go rapid fire. I know Joel just as JD's trying to figure out where he went wrong with that last question. Which guitar-playing former MLB outfielder was nominated for a Latin Grammy in 2009? Former outfielder. Latin Grammy. Played the guitar.
Oh, Bernie Williams.
Yeah, I knew you'd get that. This one might be a little harder. Which country star's father pitched 19 years in the big leagues?
Oh, McGraw. Tug McGraw.
Tug McGraw, the dad. Tim McGraw, the son.
Yeah.
Very nice. Two questions. You're going to love the last one, JD. It's for you.
Okay.
Which former MLB pitcher has a cover band in which he plays the songs of Pearl Jam, Tom Petty, and Oasis? This sounds hard.
It is hard. I have to name a pitcher?
Is it, Tass, is it Bronson Arroyo?
Wow.
Way to go.
I never would have pulled that.
Way to go, Joel.
Is that right?
That's 100% right. And last question before we move on. It's for you, JD. Which MLB pitcher, not currently in the big leagues, but was last year, recorded a pitch at Broadway on which he sang famous Broadway songs? This might be hard. I ended with a tough one. It's not going to be as rapid as I thought. current-ish MLB pitcher recorded a pitch at Broadway on which he sang famous Broadway songs.
No clue.
Yeah, this isn't. No, we're veering into not as famous of pitcher here. It's a little deeper cut. He's no kind idea. Of like a starter reliever. Joel, Pirates, most of his career.
No clue.
Steve Brault.
Never would have.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, cool.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Moving on, our next segment came about because, JD, you went to the Braves-Giants game on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it was a scorcher, man. Like, not to start with the heat with an Atlanta story, but, God, it was hot. My friend Dave is in town from Canada, and he wanted to get a real...
Dave in Canada.
Dave
from
Canada. Yeah, he wanted to get a real taste of Americana, so... We went down to Truist Park. We bought. I was really pushing hard for the SRO tickets, standing room only. Davey wanted to sit. I was like, fine, no problem. We got tickets, and Truist Park is great. Very, very well designed, and I wouldn't say there's a bad seat in the house. This was the view from our seats.
Very nice. Okay. We're here in foul territory.
We're in deep right field. beautiful day, obviously, but burn your ass when you sit on those green seats.
How deep are you? As we're watching this on YouTube, the Athletic Baseball Show YouTube channel, if you want to see it. How deep? Isn't this the? I guess you're not. You're in the second.
I mean, at the 200s. It's. Wow. I think it's section 212.
That's a good view.
That's a great view. It's a great view. But then our man Larry was working the game. I gave him a shot. Him a little text, like, "Hey, man, how's it going?" He's like, "Great. Come down and sit here." And this was our new view.
Nice.
Five rows back. Perfect view of everything. It was gorgeous. And then, of course, got to see Larry in action, killing it with his camera. This guy is so hospitable. He put his camera down, came up, and took our food orders for us.
No.
Larry, the camera guy, he brought us drinks twice.
What?
He's like, "What are you drinking? What are you drinking?" I'm like, "Water. Please, God, some water and some beer, of course." But yeah, and he took our food orders and everything else. It was awesome.
He's a camera person.
He's a camera guy.
He's a camera op.
The guy's
on the field. Yeah. You're five rows back. You're just beside the first base dugout.
Yeah.
Why is he bringing you? I don't get it. This is a trivia question I'll never figure out.
He sort of helps himself to, because it's the club zone, right? So there's buckets of beer and water and everything and lemonade and all that. And he just like puts the camera down. And runs up, grabs himself a drink. He's like, "What can I get for you guys?" Because he's running past us to go back down to the camera. So he got us drinks. He offered us food. We didn't take him up on the food, and it was incredible. It was he made me feel like a big shot in front of Canadian Dave. You know, like it was like
awesome.
Felt like a big deal. But one of the highlights of being there, they lost, by the way, but it was an entertaining game. But one of the highlights is that sort of midway through maybe the third inning, we realized the Oregon player, Matthew Kaminsky is his name, legend. Like, he would give Sir Foster a run for his money, I think. it's such a joy to be, if you're a sports fan living in Atlanta, you got Sir Foster down at State Farm, you got Matt Kaminsky at Truist Park, and so the walkout music, I've never noticed this really in a game, but I noticed it this time. He's got, the home team have their walkout music, and as they pick them, and they're Enter Sandman and whatever else is playing, but the Oregon player Matt Kaminsky picks the tunes for the opposing walk-ons, and sometimes they're little jokes, sometimes they're just clever little puns on their names, and some of them are some deep cuts. So today we're gonna play a new game, and it's called Organ Tuner. Whoops. So in this game, I'm gonna play you a little bit of the tune the organ player played.
Okay.
And you're gonna tell me which player he played it for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we got to figure out the song, so we make the connection.
Exactly.
And figure out where the pun is, or...
So you got to name the tune and then figure out what player it was played for. And your hint is that it's whoever was on the San Francisco Giants, whoever played in the series, the weekend series, so over the 3 days.
Got it. So Joel and I, we're going to work together.
You work together. And some of them are gimmies, I think, or not. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, you said that you and Canadian Dave were sitting in the seats and coming up with them.
We definitely came up with the song names, and then we made the connections, but we did have the advantage of watching the guy walk out. We had the names going in.
Yeah.
But I think you can get these.
Okay.
And I'm like, this could make a decent segment on the show. So,
right.
So here we are. All right. First one. Listen up.
We got this.
I know it.
We got this, Joel.
You got it? Okay. So what's the song?
The theme song for Austin Powers?
Yep.
So it's got to be Austin
Slater.
That's
got to be Austin Slater, yeah.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Easy. See? Okay. I told you.
Thank you for the meatball. That was like Joel.
Austin Slater, check.
Mariano Rivera, that was the Enter Sandman question of this second segment. I think it's going to get a little harder here.
No, these may all be gimmies for all I know. Okay, second one. Ready? Here it comes.
A very good time. We'll have a gay old time.
Yeah.
Oh, Wilmer Flores.
God damn, you guys are good. So obviously this is the Flintstones theme. And Wilma Flintstone being the connection for Wilmer Flores.
Yes. This is going to be good. Because I think I'm in lockstep. You know, like the 3 degrees of separation here, you know, close enough. So you just, let's just play the Flintstone theme song. Mike Kaminsky, is that what you said his name was? Sorry.
Matt Kaminsky.
Matt Kaminsky. Matt I apologize. Kaminsky.
Yeah. Matthew, actually. It's everywhere I see it. And he does post the set lists on his Twitter account after. So
nice call, Joel. Nice call.
Yeah, great call. Great call. Okay.
Okay.
Third one. Here we go. Recognizable tune, obviously.
Yes. I'm going to say, Joel, you got a good guess here?
I'm trying to I know that tune, but I don't.
Is it for Michael Conforto?
Nope.
Oh.
I thought now the piece is called Minuet in G.
Oh.
But you're looking for the composer. That's the connection.
I thought it could have been called something concerto and
that's a good guess.
That was the only
thing.
Minuet in G, and we're looking for the composer.
The composer is the key to the finding the name.
Wow. The names, you know, if you're playing along at home, Johann Camargo?
You got it.
Johann Sebastian Bach.
You got it. Nice.
I was going to go through the list cuz I didn't really have a good guess, but then I saw Johann. Nice. Nice.
Okay.
That's a nice one. That was all you.
Just a general hint as well. So there may be repeats, FYI.
Of the players. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Because they come up more than once.
Right.
To bat, I mean. All right. Here's the next one.
Drawing a blank here, Joel.
This is the hardest one.
It sounds like a theme song.
It is.
Are we on a boat? Is this Gilligan's? Nope. It's not Gilligan's.
We're on the California highways.
We're on the So what's the theme song? What's the theme song of? You're not allowed to tell me.
I can.
You don't have to tell me.
If you don't know it right away, you're not going to get it.
California highways.
Patrol.
Oh.
It's about cops.
Oh, Chips. Chips.
Okay. Okay.
Cops, Chips.
Now, there's an actor.
It's an actor.
It's an actor in the show.
Oh.
And that's the tie-in.
I ain't getting there.
He was a heartthrob. He played Poncherello.
Go ahead, say Joel.
Go ahead.
J.D. Davis?
Nope.
Oh. Nah, I don't know the actor's name.
The actor's name is Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada, yeah.
So he played it for Tyro Estrada.
Oh, Tyro Estrada.
Yeah.
Tyro Estrada. Okay,
you missed one. That's all right.
No.
That's all right. Well, that was a very, very deep cut.
Patrol. Yeah. Sorry, wasn't going to get there.
That was absolutely a grandpa question. I think that show was on in the 70s.
Patrol.
Yeah.
It's a hint that it's dated when I type in patrol and it doesn't come up. You got to type in grandpa's favorite TV show. No, what? Even there's another show called Doom Patrol that's more recent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called Chips, though. The show is called Chips.
Oh, yeah.
Very famous show. Yeah. They made a remade the movie.
Okay, 77 to 83.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, next one. This is a tough one.
I just want to hear the song. Don't even want to guess. Don't want to ruin it. Don't want to ruin this moment with you two. Karaoke version?
Yeah. So you're missing the melody. I feel like Joel knows it. He's got that look in his face.
No, Joel's listening to Brian McKnight with me. This isn't our genre, right, Joel?
Yeah, no. This is another 100% grandpa one. Okay, this song is called... The song is by Poison.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Nah,
and the song is called Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Oh, Every Thorn. Rose Has Its Thorn.
I recognize that. Yeah, Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
So who would that be for?
Whew. Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Every Rose
not
has
jumping
its
out.
Thorn.
Not jumping
it's
out.
It's a repeat. This guy's already been up to bat.
I don't know.
You've already said
why?
His name.
Because it's the poison? He's the poison? I know. I want to get it right with the
it's
first.
It's the title. The song of the title is the hint. That's the key. Every rose has its thorn. What is a rose?
Flower.
Yeah.
In Spanish?
Wilmer Flores?
That's it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Oh, flower. Oh,
yeah,
got
flower.
It.
That's
boo.
Some
sorry,
of
that's my bad. That's my bad. That's my bad.
That's tough.
Okay, next one. This one I didn't get.
Oh, no.
Oh, Austin Slater, Saved by the Bell.
Very good. Very
this
good.
Is the Saved by the Bell theme song?
Yeah.
Make it hard, man. Make it hard. No, I'm just kidding. They've been super hard. They've been super hard. Yeah.
Okay, here comes a harder one.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I know this song.
Okay. What's the name of the song, Joel?
I know the chorus.
It's all right. Say the chorus.
So glad we made
yep.
it.
Yep.
So glad we made it.
Yep.
Every do 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 do.
You missed the title of the song. You skipped over it.
Tess, that's the song. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know the title of the song.
I don't either.
I know the chorus.
Okay. The title of the song is not the hint. It's who did this song. That's the hint. Who's the artist? The song is called Gimme Some Lovin'.
Gimme Some Lovin', yeah. Yeah.
Gimme Some Lovin', yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Do you know who's... you need to know who sang
you
this song.
You need to know who sang
the
it.
The artist.
I looked it up.
Don't know it.
I looked it
don't
up.
Okay.
I didn't,
what
I didn't
is
know it?
It. What is
the
it?
Spencer Davis Group?
Yeah.
Must have been for J.D.
Oh,
Davis.
Correct. Very all good.
All right, all right, all right.
Okay.
Okay, this is my favorite one. This is
less jokes than I thought we were gonna get.
Well, sorry. This one's a
not,
bit
not for you. Not for you. I'm just saying that I thought Matthew Kaminsky would throw some.
Well, I thought
more
Chips,
zinc.
Chips was pretty good.
Okay.
There's some jokes coming.
I can't wait for some jokes.
Okay. This one's a bit of a deep cut. This one is the most abstract, but we got it, and it's here it is.
It's the karaoke version, right?
Karaoke version.
It's
of.
Is it Madonna?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a virgin.
Correct.
So this is the most obscure we said. Is that what you said, JD?
Yeah, I think this is the deepest cut. It's many layers in this.
Touch
one.
Like a virgin, touch for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
Your heartbeat next to mine.
Mm-hmm.
Are we getting to the part that gives
I mean,
it away?
It is the artist, not necessarily
oh.
the song.
Well, that's kind of you. Not jumping out at me, Joel.
Oh, what's Madonna's real name?
Ooh,
well,
there we go.
There you go.
There we go.
There you go. I'll give you a hint. It is Madonna. Her first name is Madonna.
Oh.
But what's her full name?
Yeah.
I blocked this one.
Her last name.
I'm a Lady Gaga man.
Is it
man,
Rossi?
It's
something. It's obviously.
It's,
something
her last name is Chacon.
Chacon.
But what's her middle name?
Oh.
What's her middle
oh,
name? And then you will
man.
Have your answer.
Okay. I don't know her middle name. But if I'm going through.
Look at the
this,
roster.
And
look at the
yeah,
roster.
That's what we're doing here. It's. It, can I. Can I say? Can I ask if it's from a new player?
I would not know.
No, like a player that you haven't said yet. I mean,
it's a new. Yeah, this is not a repeat.
Well, I don't think her middle name is Conforto or Michael. I don't think her middle name is Patrick or Bailey. Bailey?
No. Nope.
Elliot Ramos? Wade Meckler, Jock Peterson, Luis Matos, Casey Schmidt, Lamonte Wade Jr., Brandon.
You said it. You said it already. I'll say that.
Casey?
Nope.
Schmidt? That's her middle name, Schmidt. Luis Matos. Matos? Oh. Matos?
Her last name is, her middle name is Louise.
Louise.
Madonna Louise Chacon.
Wasn't going to get there.
I thought it was brilliant.
Awesome.
What a deep cut, though, right?
That is a deep cut.
At least we got the name part. We got the name clue. Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, very tough.
Madonna Louise Ciccone.
Okay.
Great stuff.
Next one. We have mentioned this band already on this show.
During trivia, I imagine.
Joel asked me about
Eric Clapton.
No. What a Trey's favorite.
It's the Dead?
Oh, Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, if you don't know the song, then you're kind of screwed.
I ain't screwed because we're listening to this song. Screw copyright. We're listening to this song.
Yeah, we ain't making any money on this one.
Nah, we're not. I ain't getting there.
It's about a train engineer, a driver of a train, who's high on cocaine.
Right.
And his name is Casey Jones.
Okay. So Casey Schmidt.
Correct.
Casey Schmidt. Okay.
Schmidt. Wasn't going to get that one.
Okay. This next one, it took us a minute because we didn't realize the correct pronunciation of this player's name.
Ooh, thank you. That's an interesting hint.
Here it is. Scribed by the great John Williams. It's a theme from a movie.
Where are we? What movie are we in? Set the scene a little bit.
There is a little lost alien.
E.T.
Okay. Correct. You got the theme song.
Oh, Elliot Ramos.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it. It took us a second till we saw the print, his name printed on the, like, he must pronounce it Elliot. So. Good one, Tess. Okay. Good one.
Yeah, I got the,
nice.
Yeah. I thought I looked at the name Blake Sable, and I thought maybe there's a little bowl dancing around right now, but it was E.T. It was pretty easy.
Okay.
I'm still in Fred Flintstone. I'm in the Flintstones mindset right now.
Mm-hmm.
Great Gazooks. I could see, I see little characters flying around. So, 100%. All right. Great stuff. 100%. Great stuff. That was a good one. Elliot.
Okay. You want a couple more?
Yes.
Okay. Here is another hilariously deep cut.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Walk like an Egyptian, right? Is the song by the Bangles. Yes.
Totally guessing Johann Camargo.
No.
Walk like an Egyptian. What's the...
Egyptian is the key here. It's such a deep cut.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Okay, let me ask you this. What's the capital of Egypt? Or a main major city? I don't know.
Cairo or Alexandria?
Cairo is the city I'm looking for.
Has to do with Conforto? Michael Conforto?
This is a repeat, by the way.
Cairo. Estrada. Tyro Estrada.
Literally just rhymes with Cairo.
Oh, Cairo. Okay.
And he played Walk Like an Egyptian. Okay.
That was fun.
Maybe a deep cut. I don't know. Here it comes.
Oh, Jock Peterson.
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope. Where do you get Jock Peterson from?
Because he likes...
What's the name of the detective in the Pink Panthers?
Oh, that's Inspector Clouseau.
Isn't it Jacques Clouseau?
Yeah, Jacques Clouseau, but it's not.
Okay. Oh,
good guess.
It's a good guess. You got it. You like you're on the right track.
Really good guess. So the Pink Panther. Oof.
It is a deep cut.
Is it?
Okay, okay. So I'll tell you this.
I don't really
because
know anything.
If you don't know anything about it, yeah. it's the guy that directed all the Pink Panther movies. Or most of them, anyway.
You know the director for the Pink Panther movies off the top of your head, Joel?
No.
I'm even going to look it up because there's still it's still a challenge.
Yeah.
After that, because...
It'll be revealed right away as soon as you
see
it.
Oh, will it?
I think so.
So is it Clive Donner?
No.
Oh.
Who the hell's Clive Donner? It's Blake Edwards is the main director. He's directed most of them.
Oh, Blake Sable.
That's it. You got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Blake Edwards. Sorry, that's my bad. I was reading in the wrong section.
All right, we got two more. Ready?
Yeah. Anything, Joel? I got nothing.
You know the song, Tassie?
Not yet.
Another stoner band. Joel, nothing?
No.
Okay, you'll never get
it. It's not Ice Cold.
This is Pink Floyd.
Oh.
It's from the soundtrack of The Wall. Or from the album The Wall, I should say. The song is called Comfortably Numb.
Oh, right. Yes, I know this song. Okay, I didn't...
Michael Conforto?
You got it, Tassie.
Yeah, you got to lay it out. You got to draw it all out for us, JD. Sorry.
What's the Michael Conforto connection? I don't...
Comfort kind of rhymes with comfortably.
Sounds like. Oh. Pulling on your earlobe. Okay. Sounds like. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, last one. This is the final one. Here we go.
Let's try and get one. It's been a minute.
Now, I don't know about this one. I should have put a meatball at the bottom here, but...
That'd make us feel better.
Yeah,
right?
But this is a classic sitcom.
We're not on a boat, are we?
Not on a boat. We're in like an old timey pawn shop.
Sanford and Son.
You got
Sanford
it.
And Son.
Okay.
Oh,
the key man. Here is what was the son's name?
Oh man.
Did you ever watch Sanford and Son?
I did, yeah. My dad loved that show. And I can picture the set and everything. What was the kid's name?
Is it Lamont Wade Jr.?
You got it, Tess.
Yeah, Lamont, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Let's never speak of this again.
Oh, come on. It was great. That was great.
No, it was
that
fun.
Was good. That was tough.
Yeah, tough. Fun. Like I'm a huge fan of Matthew Kaminsky now.
He's
like,
a killer, man. He's
killing it. And the sound of the organ at a ballpark, there's nothing like it.
He's playing every single one of those.
Yeah, this is all organ. All organ.
Awesome. Shout out to Matthew Kaminsky at Truist Park for giving us a segment. Respect. We needed that, baby. This is fun.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
All right, to continue our basic baseball music trivia theme here, it's another edition of You're Out. There's that organ. This is how we play You're Out. Got to eliminate one of these three musician super fans of baseball teams. All right, here are our three. Gwen Stefani, huge Angels fan.
Yep.
Metallica.
Giants fans.
The whole band are Giants fans. And Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam is definitely a Cubs fan. Now, we picked three real fans. This isn't some person who goes out to the ballpark. I'm not 100% sure how much Gwen Stefani loves the Angels, actually, when as I say that, but she was there.
She was there.
She seems like she was with family. She watched Ohtani's bat flip earlier this season, and she loved it. She's a fan, for sure. But these other ones are... These are hardcore.
Yeah. And yeah, you know what I like about this list? All A-listers.
All A-listers. Yeah. Yeah, we were thinking first.
Yeah, get the Smash Mouth guy in there. Yeah. But no. You gotta kill your darlings here.
Okay, so who are you picking to throw out of this, Joel? Who are you gonna keep on your roster?
I'm going to get rid of Eddie Vedder.
Ooh.
The reason I just feel like the Cubs already have enough kind of celebrity fans. They don't need any more. Like, Anaheim needs all the fans they can get. So Gwen's got to stay for sure.
Okay.
I like how all of Metallica are Giants fans. I don't know. Just Vedder seems to be the odd man out for this exercise. Yeah, the Cubs already have enough high profile, high star power. I feel like with Bill Murray and some other guys. So yeah, for me, he's got to go. And also, is he from Chicago? I thought he was from the Northwest.
I kind of thought he was a Seattle guy too, just because they came out of the grunge scene. But that was literally based on only that. So yeah. I actually don't know.
So I mean, if he's from Chicago, I think that changes it a bit. But yeah, I'm still going with Eddie Vedder. Love Pearl Jam, like, you know, one of the most iconic bands ever. But sorry, Eddie, you got to go for this exercise.
You always just rip on anything Cubs. You wanted to get rid of Wrigley Field earlier this
season. I don't rip on anything Cubs. Don't you test. Don't you be starting this now.
Oh, yeah. I'm putting you in the box. All right. So Vedder gone for you. What do you got, JD?
It's interesting that you took it from the baseball perspective. Like, they already have enough fans.
Mm.
But I'm going pure musical taste.
Okay.
And Metallica, get out of here.
Not your scene.
Not my thing. They have a couple of bangers, but I actually find them cringe. I showed Rachel this slide today. She didn't even hesitate. Metallica, get out of here. Like, I actually find them kind of cringe. They're like fake metal to me. They're like, you want to be in a metal band and you put metal in the name of your band? Let's get out of here. Plus, Lars is a bit of a pill. Can you imagine sitting next to Lars at a Giants game? He would be insufferable. He'd be that guy.
Interesting. Yeah, I sat down and I watched some full music videos from Metallica, like the full 8-minute songs.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Cut it down, guys. Well, why does it have to be? Why does every song have to be 8-9 minutes long?
Some people like the Grateful Dead. Some people like Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
Some people like Metallica.
Yeah.
That's a strike against them. In the modern baseball world, long is out.
That's right.
Short is in. So.
Oh, by the way, that game was hardly short. Tass.
Oh, I was super long. You had a long one.
So in, long.
In the sun.
Yeah.
You had a mound repair.
Ugh.
That was 6 minutes. I saw that.
Was that only 6 minutes?
Yeah, it felt a lot longer.
It felt like 60 minutes. Sorry, go ahead. You're getting inside. You.
Well, yeah, I kind of wanted to get rid of Metallica for that reason. The long songs.
That's a great reason.
It just doesn't fit anymore. I also am locking in Gwen. She's not going anywhere. She's also the most recent person I saw at a baseball game out of all these three.
Mm-hmm.
And again, she saw the Ohtani bat flip. She was into it. And even though as a baseball player, you got to have an even flow. You got to just breathe. I'm trying to be a better man for my daughter. Not a nothing man like Joey Gallo. Yeah, I looked up all those.
That was great going
down memory lane.
Right.
and watching music videos again. Music videos.
Remember those?
I remember those. Those were something. So yeah, I'm taking Vedder. I'm also with you, JD. Metallica.
You're
out of here. Although, yeah, I didn't mind those. I watched some music videos, and Danielle was just listening. She said, "Is this the original?" And I said, "Yes. Yes, we're not remaking this song. Finally, we're actually going to listen to an original song." And I listened to the whole thing, and I enjoyed it, actually.
Right.
But
enjoy it. I mean, people are going to come after me. Mm-hmm. Not so well. Everybody knows about my Oasis disdain. I hate them, but the Metallica people are going to come after me. I'm going to be like, bring it.
All right. That was a lot of fun. Baseball music trivia.
We did it.
Thanks for chiming in as well on YouTube. The Bleacher Creatures had some fun as well. Join us every Wednesday. The Athletic Baseball Show feed, either on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Join our social media page. Joel does some work on Instagram. Always doing work, Joel. Up in the middle of the night, making memes. And you're still a Freddie Freeman for MVP fan. I saw with your most recent post, so it got some people in a tizzy, including myself.
You in a tizzy.
Yeah, for sure. You can get the best sports writing in the world for only $2 a month for the next year at theathletic.com/baseballshow or theathletic.com/nodunks. Again, check out the Athletic Baseball Show feed for everything going on in the standings, the races, the Yankees falling apart, etc. We'll be back next Wednesday with some more of that. For JD, for Joel, we're out.